service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We present various programs for you: People on People, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
international music and entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Australia, what do you think about
tradition of the special forces of our neighbors. We recognize their advanced technology. We recognize their capacity to utilize the advanced information system. Yes, I cannot compare the qualities of our Kopassus system, but I think the best example is when we conducted, this is the hardest operation, the Garuda Shield. It has been conducted twice, and if I see the comment issued by the Pentagon, usually they give high remarks to Indonesian Kopassus. I do not know what are the criteria, but usually they can see the discipline of the Indonesian member of the Indonesian Kopassus. They can see the capacity to interact with American counterparts. They also see the capacity of the Kopassus when we have to work with them in smaller units. I think these are the criteria. Of course, most of the criteria are confidential. I'm not permitted to read their files, but from the media, I learned our Kopassus has received high regards from our foreign counterparts.
So the presence of Kopassus is visible on the international stage, like through joint exercises, diplomacy, or regional security cooperation.
That's right, because we need to think, when it comes to interstate relations, when diplomacy fails, military will have to respond. But in this case, we are aware that we are living in a quiet environment, but we need also to think that there is no guarantee that the environment will remain calm. So that's why we encourage our Navy, Army, and Air Force to utilize their professionalism, even though the status of the Indonesian capacity is minimum essential force. But we always open to the invitation for international cooperation. So that's why the international cooperation is a capacity for us to learn from each other, and then to show the defensive nature of the Indonesian armed forces, and also to share our knowledge. So we are sharing with them, also they are sharing with us. Because for countries like the United States of America, to have an experience in the tropical region is something special for them. And also for country like Australia, because they are close to the Southeast Asian environment, for them it is very important also to train with the Kopassus. Because in the past, Australian armed forces, they had to deal with environment in Vietnam, but now they are dealing with the friendly nature of the Indonesian environment.
And as global conflict changes, like cyber warfare, drones, AI, of course, so where does a traditional special force like Kopassus fit in this situation?
Well, I think Kopassus will have to deal with the future challenges. Because if we see the future challenges, it will affect the Kopassus not only in the military operation, but also in military operations. So I'm aware that some of the Kopassus, they have received training in various countries. They have received not only military training, but also language training, cultural training. But in this case, often it surprised the teachers. I used to live in New Zealand and Australia. Our Kopassus receive language training, and the qualities of the Kopassus receive respect and regards from the teachers. Because often the Kopassus, they ask for homework, more homework, and more homework, and they do not leave the class before the whole group understood the material of the day. But anyway, considering the future war will be based on, you're right, when you mention artificial intelligence, when you mention advanced technology, computerized war. Yes, we have witnessed what is happening in Ukraine. We have also witnessed what is happening in the Middle East. So that's why the Kopassus needs to have further training, not only at the classical kind of training, but also advanced training, so that they need to adjust with the latest development in the science and technology. So that's why training with foreign counterparts is very important.
To keep up with updates and advancements in the world, right? Okay, talking about the theme of this year's anniversary of Indonesian Elite Military Force, which is professional, modern, adaptive, and faithful to the God Almighty. What do you think about this theme?
Well, I'm sure that the theme has been wisely chosen. It shows that the military, they are aware that they belong to Indonesia, they belong to the Indonesian. We have the Pancasila philosophy, believe in God, believe in humanity, and believe in social justice. So it shows that the Kopassus is always aware that they are part of the Indonesian ideology. They have to fulfill the task mentioned in the Indonesian Constitution, and also they have to remain professional at the same time.
Okay, final question, please. If you had a chance to speak directly to the next generation of Kopassus leaders, what would you advise them to prioritize, like tactical capability, diplomatic engagement, public trust, or what, and why?
Well, in my opinion, the Kopassus curriculum has been adjusted to the Indonesian environment, also has been adjusted to the international environment. But when it comes to the future, I think it is always good for all military institutions to further their managerial capacity, to further their leadership capacity, to develop their intellectual capacity, and to ensure that the curriculum is in line with the development in the country and outside the country.
Anniversary, what would you like to say on the 73rd anniversary of Kopassus, like your expectation and more?
Well, firstly, I would like to say happy anniversary, and I believe on your loyalty to the nation, and keep progressing, and believe that we are part of the Indonesian people, and then we are very proud of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Teguh Prasetya, the lecturer in international relations of Pajajaran and President University, for your time and your insight on Kopassus Beyond Border. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Well, we think that's today's VOA talk on the special anniversary, 73rd anniversary of Kopassus, which is Indonesian Elite Military Force Beyond Borders. Stay tuned on Indonesia Today for more inspiring interviews from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in my language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave, 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
India.
Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor, two international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders from hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance. And drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis. With its own brand of hot couture. And invigorating nightlife. Dancing to the newest track. Or just cherish life. With loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional crafts blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. Pondering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And, ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like a leader, said Hoss Chokraminoto. Hoss Chokraminoto is an Indonesian father of national movement and a nation's teacher. He's known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that played a key role in the struggle during the early 20th century. That was Quote of the Day.